Michael Freeman, computer systems programmer, musician, activist. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Michael Freeman. Michael Freeman was born more than 2 months prematurely on October 30, 1948, in Vancouver, Washington. He spent his early childhood just across the Columbia River in Portland, Oregon, beginning his education in the Portland Public Schools. Later he attended the Washington State School for the Blind, WSSB, in Vancouver and ultimately graduated from the city's Columbia River High School, where he was a member of the National Honor Society. In the fall of 1966, Mike matriculated at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, receiving commendation by vote of the faculty for outstanding academic achievement at the end of his freshman year. He graduated from Reed with a BA in physics. He briefly ventured away from the Pacific Northwest to earn his MS in physics from New Mexico State University in Las Cruces. For over 30 years, Michael has been a computer systems programmer at the Bonneville Power Administration, an agency of the U.S. Department of Energy. He provides mainstream information technology support to a large and technically diverse staff. While he believes that his blindness definitely kept him from finding employment as a physicist, he good-naturedly admits that in the middle 1970s, scientists were a dime a dozen, and that many of his colleagues also found careers in complex computer systems programming. He says, I've had fun here. I've found my work at the BPA to be a rewarding and intellectually stimulating experience. Michael's talents are reflected as much by his personal interests and accomplishments as they are in his professional achievements. He speaks fluent German, and he is able to converse competently in French and Spanish. He plays several musical instruments, most notably piano. Michael recalls the honor of playing George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue with the Oregon Symphony Orchestra in 1971 at age 23. An amateur radio operator since 1962, he now holds an amateur extra class license. He is a voracious reader, particularly interested in military and political history, foreign affairs, economics, fire science, the natural sciences, music, and medicine. I became aware of the National Federation of the Blind shortly after graduating from high school when I began applying for college scholarships. I received an NFB Howard Brown Rickard Scholarship in the late 1960s. Bennett Prowse, a longtime Federationist, introduced me to the writings of Dr. Jacobus Tenbruck, the NFB's founder. Dr. Tenbruck's erudite style and message that blindness need not be a tragedy and could be reduced to a physical nuisance, a message of common sense and hope, expressed my thinking exactly. Being a skeptic, it took me several years to join the NFB, but it was the best decision I have ever made. Michael returned to Vancouver in 1978 and helped establish the Clark County chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Washington in early 1983. He began serving as first vice president of the Washington affiliate in 1984, becoming its president for a term in 1996. He has served as affiliate president continuously since 2003. In 2005, he became diabetic. In 2008, he was elected president of the Diabetes Action Network, the NFB Division for Diabetics. Michael's work as an activist in the Federation is most evident in his success at the Washington State affiliate's legislative chair for the last 30 years. He has led campaigns to pass Strong Braille Literacy Legislation, 1996, First in the Nation Consumer Guide Dog Protections, 1988, and Progressive Reforms Strengthening the Washington State School for the Blind, Making It a Standalone Agency of State Government, 1985. In the same year that the affiliate realized the WSSB victory, Michael also orchestrated early landmark non-discrimination legislation, making it unlawful to deem a parent or guardian of a minor neglectful or abusive solely by virtue of his or her blindness. He is the proud father of Shanti Ann Freeman, his adopted, multiply disabled daughter from India. She was born in November 1989. The NFB has offered me the chance to do my part to educate society that it is respectable to be blind, to make life better for the blind, and to promote the integration of the blind into society. I am grateful for the opportunity that the NFB has given me to pay the debt I owe to those who have made possible the civil rights and the chance to succeed that I enjoy. In working for the goals of the NFB, I have helped myself too, for I have proved to myself that it is respectable to be blind.